This is Dream Concerts, Fluffy's selections of live records. 2 hours, kind of a dream concert, if you will. Please support community radio. Please support CQUT if you can. CQUT.ca. Donate. Enjoy the show.
They are basically musicians. They are also artists, in the sense of art artists.
How did they get started?
They got started about 11 years ago, as most bands do. They just got to know each other back in Louisiana, and they got together and formed this band.
So do they have musical or art background?
Yes, both.
Okay, how would they classify their music?
Well, it's hard for me to say for them how they classify it, because basically, you know, they have their own ideas on how they exactly do, but unfortunately, we haven't all been filled in on this. It's real multidimensional. The music has a lot of different things. It comes from classical backgrounds, rock backgrounds, all different kinds of music put into one at many levels.
Why have the residents chosen to play in Washington?
Well, they were asked to be part of this New Music America Festival, which was real exciting to them because this show is their only East Coast date. This is the first time they've ever played on the East Coast, and being asked to do New Music America was a real thrill for them, and this show is specifically done for that, and it's an exclusive show to the East Coast, and it's their debut here. They've only done in America, they've only played Los Angeles and San Francisco, so this is really a rare appearance.
Can you tell us a little bit about the Mole Trilogy?
The Mole Trilogy is, at this point, two albums. There are two albums of the Mole Trilogy. There's Mark of the Mole and there's Tunes of Two Cities. And there will be a third part of the Mole Trilogy, eventually. They don't know when. You know, they're working on it. They're artists. But the Mole, the storyline, the two Mole albums are what makes up the show tonight, the Resident Mole Show. And what it is, it's about the strife between two cultures, the Moles and the Chubs. And the Moles live underground, and they get forced out of their homeland. And the show tonight is about what happens to them when they're forced to leave their home.
Your music is said to be to pick up where Frank Zappa's left off. Is Frank Zappa a musical influence? And if not, who are some?
Well, I don't necessarily think they'd say Zappa is a direct musical influence, although a lot of writers tend to say that. As far as their musical influences, they don't tell us a whole lot. I know that they all seem to like musical soundtracks and a lot of composers like that, but to be honest with you, they've never really told me. What kind of secret of these guys are.
Thank you. predicting that a large storm has developed in the vicinity of the pit area. Any travelers who might be headed toward that distant region are encouraged to delay further plans until this storm has passed.
Working now. Something I forgot to mention, by the way, that is actually the residence back there. I mean the residence, by the way. What do I mean by that? Well, it's cryptic. Anyway, those were four songs there. The first one, God of Darkness. Very religious number. The Moles were very involved in a very fundamental type Judeo-Christian religion. Second one was Working Down Below, which that's what they did during the day. Third one, First Warning. Now, this is significant because this is where they get a cue as to, you know, the imminent disaster. They ignore it, and they go back to normal, and as you saw, the sky came tumbling down.
plunging to the sea.
Bye.
ask an old man on the way in the desert. And so far, so good. A lot of moles are getting jobs in Shoveland. They're going to be maids, and they're going to be secretaries, and they're going to be miners, and all other miners' positions available. And what more can they expect, right? You know, you end up in a strange country. They're lucky to get jobs at all. Thank you. And, you know, the question of fairness doesn't even come into it, because they're lucky they got there, and what's fair anyway, right? I mean, they got jobs, not everybody's going to get a job, but it's fair. You know, it's fair.
Thank you.
shucks, Grant, they're a lot better looking, and, you know, that's a given. But still, this has really gone too far. Now, I have a script. I know things are going to be looking up a little bit for the moles a little further on here. I've got to stand by. I have to stand by in general, actually. I have to take this opportunity to tell you that the residents will not listen to me. I've tried to help them. I want them to be on WHFS radio. I want them to clean up their act and be more commercial, but no. I gotta stand here and watch this nonsense. So, I shall do that.
Thank you. How have I failed you? What have I done wrong? But I give up. Never. Not as long as their souls imprisoned in the dark lung. Not as long as a whisper of light clings to my body. There will be freedom in the holds. I'll lay on the new machine. Yes. Oh, yes, yes. I think I've got it now. There, the spark. The spark leaps to life. The golden age quivers on the brink. On the brink of creation.
Thank you. you don't look very good.